This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Myanmar's security forces opened fire on a funeral Sunday, a day after more than 100 people were killed during protests against the February military coup. Mourners fled the funeral in Bago, near the commercial capital of Yangon, as gunfire erupted, according to witnesses. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The funeral was held for one of the roughly 114 people killed on Saturday, in the bloodiest day since the military junta seized power. Defense chiefs from a dozen countries, including the United States, issued a rare joint statement Saturday condemning Myanmar's use of lethal force against unarmed people. The statement said a professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves. The statement is backed by defense chiefs from Australia, Britain, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, South Korea, the United States, and New Zealand. In reaction to Saturday's killings, a spokesperson for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Guterres condemns in strongest terms the killing of dozens of civilians, including children and young people, by security forces in Myanmar. The spokesperson urged the military to refrain from violence and repression. The Myanmar Now news site late Saturday reported a nationwide death toll of at least 114 people, with at least 29 killed in the northern city of Mandalay, including a boy as young as 5 years old. The Associated Press cited a Yangon-based independent researcher who put the death toll at 107. Pope Francis led Palm Sunday services in an almost empty St. Peter's Basilica because of coronavirus restrictions on Sunday in Rome. You're listening to VOA News. Dozens of people were still unaccounted for on Sunday following an Islamist attack on Mozambique's northern town of Palma. Meanwhile, thousands of survivors are being evacuated to the provincial capital, Pemba. Militants began attacking the town, a gas hub in the province of Cabo Delgado, on Wednesday. The attack forced nearly 200 workers, including foreign employees, to evacuate a hotel where they had taken refuge. They were temporarily taken to the heavily guarded gas plant on the Afungi Peninsula before being moved to Pemba by ship. Airport officials in Pemba said humanitarian aid flights had been suspended to free up space for military operations. The military attack on Palma is the militant attack, rather, on Palma is the closest yet to the major gas project during a three-year Islamist insurgency across northern Mozambique. Since October 2017, extremist fighters have raided villages and towns in the region, prompting nearly 700,000 people to flee their homes. The violence has left at least 2,600 people dead, half of them civilians, according to the U.S.-based data collecting agency Armed Conflict Location and Event Data. Two suspected suicide bombers blew themselves up outside a Catholic church in Makassar, the provincial capital of South Sulawesi, during a Palm Sunday mass in Indonesia on Sunday, wounding at least 19 people. An Indonesian police spokesperson told reporters that the suicide bombers were intercepted by security at the gate to the church compound, and the bomb exploded soon after. Authorities were not immediately able to confirm how many people were killed. Indonesia's minister of religion strongly condemned the bombing in a video response that he sent to VOA's Indonesian service. He urged all religious leaders to reiterate to their followers that no religion justifies terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there will be costs and consequences for Russia for its allegedly malign activities against the United States. Blinken said in a CNN interview that aired Sunday that the United States will take the steps necessary to defend its interests. He said there is a shared commitment among Western allies to be clear-eyed about Moscow's actions and to hold the Kremlin accountable. The top U.S. diplomat said officials are in the process of considering what sanctions or actions Washington plans to take against Moscow. He said they are also in consultation with other NATO countries. And the Facebook page of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been frozen, according to a spokesman for the social media giant, because the page contained misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. The page is expected to be frozen for 30 days. Marissa Milton.